This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Continuing our top story, Anderson Lee Aldridge admitting guilt for their role in November's Club Q shooting.
Anderson Lee Aldridge facing more than 300 counts on charges of killing five people in a mass shooting at the Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs, pleading guilty.
I intentionally and after deliberation caused the death of each victim's listed in those counts.
And pleading guilty on 46 attempted murder counts and no contest to hate crime charges. Both the prosecution and defense requesting going to immediate sentencing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is a final decision. The trial cannot happen at a later date. Aldridge also sentenced to five life sentences without the possibility of parole plus an additional 2,208 years in prison. The Colorado Healing Fund is bowing to the demands of the Club Q shooting victims and advocates who want the nonprofit to release more money to them. The organization announcing Friday that they plan to distribute over $800,000 to those impacted by November's shooting. An additional $50,000 will be relieved to cover specific requests by the victims. Survivors and family members criticized the fund last week, saying that they needed the money now to help with expenses caused by the shooting and its aftermath.
We need people to address and ask them, why are they doing this to us?
We chose to go out. We did not choose to be in a mass shooting situation. And we're sitting here, standing up and saying, enough is enough. Distribute the funds.
No timeline, though, has been announced for the release of those funds. A 27-year-old Colorado Springs man is in trouble with the law after a standoff and alleged threats to hurt his family and responding officers. Police say around 10:15 on Saturday night, they got a report that Austin Hogue was threatening them with or threatening a woman and her children at the Sienna Place Apartments near Corona and East Cheyenne Road in south of downtown Colorado Springs. Officers physically rescued the woman and kids from the apartment, later finding Hogue in a parked car. And he told police he had a gun and was going to fire at the officers. Police then used less than lethal tools and were able to take Hogue into custody. He faces several charges, including felony menacing and child abuse. A driver lost control of their car while having a medical emergency, crashing into an impound lot at an area police station. That, according to Colorado Springs Police, CSPD called to the impound lot near their Sand Creek substation around 8:30 Saturday night on reports of somebody ramming the metal fence, what was described as an attempted break-in. Once on scene, though, CSPD said they determined the driver had the medical emergency and accidentally crashed into the fence. They were taken to an area hospital for treatment. The impound lot's fence was secured afterwards. One man is recovering today after being stabbed by a knife-wielding attacker over the weekend. Police say they got a call about that stabbing late Saturday night in the 500 block of South Circle Drive. That's near Circle and Airport here in Colorado Springs. They discovered a man with injuries consistent with the stabbing, although the injuries, while serious, were not considered to be life-threatening. Police arrived on the scene around 9:30. That's when 39-year-old Ricky Rhodes returned to the area. He was positively identified as the stabbing suspect and subsequently arrested. A Woodland Park man could spend up to 4 years in prison after being sentenced in his role for the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Robert Geiswein received the four-year sentence on Friday. He was found guilty of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers in connection with the January 6th riot. He will also serve 3 years of supervised parole after his release and is required to pay $2,000 in restitution. And a man is dead after his raft flipped on the Arkansas River near Salida. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said three people were flown from the raft as it entered the Bear Creek Rapid on Friday afternoon. One person managed to make it ashore on their own, while the other was rescued by a Parks and Wildlife ranger. Investigators say the man who died became caught in the raft after NB was unresponsive by the time help did arrive. This now marks the 14th confirmed water-related death in Colorado this year.
Sunny and hot here the next couple of days. Expect that you'll see temperatures in the low 90s this afternoon. Colorado Springs about 96 in Pueblo. Partly cloudy overnight with morning starts in the upper 50s and low 60s. Again, mostly sunny skies Tuesday afternoon. Up to 91 degrees in Colorado Springs, 97 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.